Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Hurricane Sally is expected to hit the Alabama coast tomorrow morning. As Miranda Fulmore of WBHM reports, forecasters say the storm will likely bring historic flooding and 80-mile-per-hour winds.
Hurricane Sally was downgraded this morning to a Category 1 storm. But Brian Hastings with the Alabama Emergency Management Agency says the hurricane still poses a very significant flood risk.
Sally is shaping up to be a very dangerous and historic flooding event. If you are in a low-lying area or a flood-prone area, get to a safer place and higher ground now.
The National Weather Service says Alabama should prepare for heavy storm surge and even isolated tornadoes. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has activated high water teams with the Alabama National Guard and is urging anyone on the state's coast or in Mobile Bay evacuate immediately. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Fulmore in Birmingham, Alabama.
President Donald Trump presided over a document signing event at the White House today. Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain signing agreements that will formalize the normalization of the Jewish state's warming relations with the two countries, possibly paving the way for a broader Arab-Israeli reconciliation after decades of squabbles. Later speaking to reporters at the White House, Trump indicated more countries will be getting on board.
I call it going around the smart door and coming in a different way. And we have many other countries going to be joining us, and they're going to be joining us soon. I think 7 or 8 or 9. We're going to have a lot of other countries joining us, including the big ones.
Today's ceremony is part of an initiative being pushed by the Trump administration as a key foreign policy win during the president's reelection campaign. As Israeli leaders attended a ceremony at the White House to establish diplomatic ties with the two countries, militants in Gaza fired rockets at Israel. Medics say at least two Israelis were wounded. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Medics say the two men had moderate and light shrapnel wounds. The rocket fire hit the southern Israeli town of Ashdod. Video on social media showed a crowd gathered near a shop with shattered glass on the sidewalk. Palestinians oppose the two Gulf states' agreements with Israel as abandoning the Palestinians in their conflict with Israel. The Islamic Jihad militant group claimed responsibility for the rocket fire, saying they opposed the normalization deal with Israel. A spokesman for Gaza's ruling Islamist militant group Hamas said Palestinians would continue to struggle for their rights as if the agreements between Israel and the two Gulf states did not exist. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now says the body will remain in session until there is a deal on a new coronavirus relief measure. California Democrats' comments come as moderate Democrats signed off on a $1.5 trillion rescue package endorsed by a bipartisan coalition. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 2 points. This is NPR. The International Energy Agency is expecting the world to use even less oil than it was predicting just a month ago. Multiple industry groups are predicting demand for oil will stay low as people avoid traveling during the coronavirus pandemic. More from NPR's Camila Domonoske.
This month's oil market report from the IEA is full of words like depressed, weak, fragile, slow. If you're wondering why, well, there's this sentence. Quote, it is becoming increasingly apparent that COVID-19 will stay with us for some time. After the crash in oil demand this spring, some oil analysts had been feeling more optimistic this summer that the global economy would soon revive and oil demand recover. But now the IEA is saying that's not happening anytime soon. And they're not alone. Yesterday, OPEC revised its oil outlook downward, and energy giant BP raised the possibility the planet has already passed peak oil demand if the world acts on climate change. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Pennsylvania's embattled governor says he won't heed what he calls irresponsible demands from President Trump and Republicans in the state legislature trying to overturn coronavirus restrictions in the state. Governor Wolf responding on the heels of a federal judge's ruling that a number of the restrictions put in place by the Democratic governor are unconstitutional. The judge, a Trump administration appointee, ruled that stay-at-home orders, crowd size regulations, and certain business closings violated the Constitution. Crude oil futures prices rose amid expectations of some supply disruption due to the ongoing hurricane. Oil was up 2 cents a barrel, $1.02 a barrel today. This is NPR News.